Virginia Gilham was a driving force, an outstanding leader and tireless advocate in this city. She didn't stop when it came to getting the new main library built. Gilham was a founding member of Friends of the Guelph Public Library. She died January 30th at 83 years old. From advocating for a new main library to be built, to working with the Guelph Youth Music Center with her husband Robert and being a judge for Skate Canada National, there isn't much she didn't do. She was a real pain in the side of politicians because she was relentless in advocating to get the new main library built, said Ian Findlay, who succeeded Gilham as chair of Friends of Guelph Public Library. Through working with her, Findlay recognized her as an outstanding leader, an inspiration and the driving force behind the organization. It hosts the annual Giant Book Sale for over 15 years and has raised over $1 million for the Guelph Public Library. Gilham continuously found locations for the sale to be held. The Guelph Public Library is grateful to Virginia for her many years of service and support of the ever-evolving work that libraries do in support of community, said Dan Atkins, CEO of GPL, in a press release. We will honor Virginia's tireless advocacy by carrying forward the spirit of her work by continuing to collaborate with the Friends of the Guelph Public Library. Although it's exciting to see the library being constructed, it's with sadness she won't be with us to see what having a new central library will mean to the Guelph community, said Findlay. Her feelings about the library being built didn't change because she knew she needed to keep advocating for it. Factors like economic conditions and changing governments could stray from the plan, so she never stopped fundraising. She knew the job wouldn't be done till the ribbon was cut, said Findlay. He could see her excitement when totals were tallied for the book sales and when seeing the smiles on people's faces leaving the sale carrying books. She was a librarian and archivist at Wilfrid Laurier University. She was also the head of circulation and head of government documents at the University of Guelph. This is where she was involved in the creation of a library classification system for government documents. Gilham served on several boards and committees, including Edward Johnson Music Foundation, University of Guelph's United Way Steering Committee, Services Committee for Wellington County Family and Children's Services, Wellington Dufferin Homes for Psychiatric Rehabilitation Board, and the Nominating Committee for the Guelph Chapter of the Federation of University Women. Friends of Guelph Public Library has naming rights for the children's area of the new library. To honor her, there is a possibility it might be named after her. Findlay said plans to acknowledge Gilham's contributions to the library and literacy in the community will be in the works in the coming weeks.